Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me tell you the most disturbing thing that I've seen in a long time. There is a South Korean TV show, a documentary called Meeting You. Have you heard about this?
No.
So they actually broadcast this on the show. It's like a reality TV show. They used computer generation to reunite a mother with an avatar of her daughter who died in 2016 at the age of 7. They recreated the child's image as an avatar, and they put some of those glasses like kids wear to play video games on her, so she felt like she was in the same room with her daughter. The daughter would respond to her words and questions and talk to her.
Why would you put yourself through that?
No.
I don't know why you would put yourself through that.
First of all, I can't imagine. I mean, some people might not come out of that okay. But clearly she submitted to it, mm-hmm. or she wouldn't have agreed to do that in the first place. So the Broadcasting Corporation does this. It says, aiming to reunite grieving relatives with lost family members. The Daily Mail reported the girl interacted with her mother, told her that she misses her. The mother grew emotional and replied, "I miss you too."
To a computer.
To a computer. Isn't that, just from the ethics of it, I can't imagine what the potential psychological toll would be of something like that.
Yeah, I think that's...
I haven't gone through it. I haven't suffered through that kind of loss. Maybe there's something in you that would want to feel that again, but I don't know.
I can see why you think that you might want to, but I have a feeling a lot of those people that think that they want to, after they do it, wish they hadn't.
Oh, it's just going to drag you through all that again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
And then that cycle just never stops.
I don't care how good technology gets. There's no way to suspend disbelief so much that you actually think your loved one is back.
And especially to be a benefit to you. It just doesn't, it seems, it would be more harm than good.
But,
this is nowhere near the scale, so please don't think I'm saying this like pets or babies, but it's like the cloning thing. No matter how good science is, people that try to clone pets, that's not your pet. You've lab created another animal.
Right.
I've never understood that. It's not the same animal.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll put a link to that up on the Facebook, up on the webpage there, 971talk.com/Cox. You can take a look at it yourself and see if you were as disturbed by it as I was.